before a studio audience.
Boy, you veterinarians eat like animals. I'll be right back. Pop, come here.
What?
See all these guys around here?
Yeah.
Well, one of them might be the father of your grandchild.
Which one I'll kill?
No, I'm talking about in the future. We want these guys to come back, and already table 7 is complaining about their pizza.
They ordered pepperoni? They got pepperoni.
Pop, they wanted it cooked. Look at this.
That damn one mistake.
Mr. DeFazio, table 3 is kicking up a ruckus. There's supposed to be pepperoni on this, and there is none. You see that?
It's pepperoni. Right. I should have been here doing a warning pizza when it was tough.
I know that, Pop. One of his buddies is still trying to pick a piece out of his leg.
Tony, I need a pepperoni.
Oh, Cheryl, I never seen so many animal doctors in one place. I'd give anything for a sick bird.
Laverne, these guys are just that far away from being real doctors.
God, these guys are even better. At least they don't fool around with their patients.
Wait a minute. I read this bizarre story about this veterinarian who married...
That's disgusting.
Maybe he loved her.
Frank!
Oh, there you are.
Hey. Oh, Marlena!
Yeah, we're going to the opera? I brought your clothes. Hurry up and get dressed.
I don't want to go. They get mad when you sing along.
Frank, you promised to take me to see Madame Butterfly. I bought the tickets and I rented this kimono.
Maybe you can rent a date.
Frank, if we don't go to the opera, you're going to get one of these. Hey.
Oh, boy, alone with all these guys. All right, control yourself. Calm down. Your tail is wagging. Okay, let's circle the room and check out which guys we want, okay?
Now, I'm going to give it to you straight, Laverne.
What?
I want the guy in the vest.
How come you always get the pick first?
Okay, then you pick first.
I want the guy in the vest.
Okay, I want the guy in the blue suit, then.
Well, what's the matter with mine?
Nothing. I just prefer the guy in the blue suit.
Then. Wait a minute. I want the guy in the blue suit.
Okay, great. Then I'll take the guy in the vest.
Oh, sure. Your slipper's showing me.
Thought I'd fall for the old blue suit routine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We just wanted to wander on over and tell you how much we appreciate everything that you're doing to save the small beasts of our earth. We all owe you a debt of gratitude.
That's right. And the tab's on me. Because Laverne DeFazio always pays her debts. That's DeFazio. Big D, big F in the book.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Laverne. Your dad tells me you make the best lasagna in Milwaukee.
Oh, she's a wonderful cook and a wonderful housekeeper.
And I'd make a wonderful mother.
Well, we'll take a rain check on that. Actually, what we had in mind was a more intimate dinner party for 4 at my place tomorrow night.
Your friend can help, of course.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we haven't been properly introduced, and I am a stickler for etiquette.
She's a stickler.
Well, this is Rob Heath, and I'm Hank Franklin.
8 o'clock, your place?
Great. You're really going to make our evening. Now, here, you girls buy whatever you need, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah. Now, we may be a little late, so if we are, just, let yourselves in and start cooking.
Yeah.
I'll leave the key with the doorman. Let me write down the address.
Oh, they got a doorman. Cheryl, did you hear that? Suits, a doorman, and a bunch of $20 bills? I am in heaven. How do I get there?
Well, until tomorrow.
Yes, until tomorrow. You might want to try this one. I accidentally dipped it in clam sauce earlier.
Here's the address.
All right.
Okay. You leaving already?
Yeah, we have to neuter a duck.
Be gentle.
See you tomorrow.
All righty.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy. Is this what's called getting lucky?
Not yet.
Okay. Look at him. He's elegant, debonair, suave, and his fly's open.
Good.
Wine?
Check.
Good. All right, apron?
Oh, I got my own apron, Cheryl.
Are you crazy? That's totally tasteless.
Well, it could get hot in their kitchen.
Not if you don't take this, it won't. Apron?
Check.
Garlic bread?
Check.
Is it fresh? Nobody wants anything that's been chewed up and spit out. Al. Well, we're ready.
Ready?
Ready for what?
Does this refresh your memory?
No, the Teamsters annual fish fry.
Yeah, and Moonlight Mud Fight.
Oh, no.
I told you they'd remember.
Yeah, you promised you'd go with us last month when we helped you with a sewage backup.
Yeah. A disagreeable household chore. I was wearing these very boots, if you'll recall.
That day we would have promised him anything.
You put
Listen, just in case you want to warm up on the way there, we brought some practice mud. This is not the official mud, of course. It hasn't even got any worms in it yet.
Look, boys. I know that we promised we'd go with you, but something quite unexpected has come up.
Yeah, we got a date with a couple of veterinarians.
Never trust men who don't eat meat. There's something fishy about them.
Boys, I know we promised, but
this is a once-in-a-lifetime date, and I'm sure you understand.
Yeah, we understand. Sure, we understand.
I don't understand. I mean, I thought I had seen rotten when Elmer Fudd made Daffy Duck eat that dynamite so he could watch his duck lips blow off. But this makes Elmer look like the prince of the earth. You two are she-devils.
Come on, hey,
Wiggy, you're taking this too hard.
Yeah, you're acting like a big baby. Look at Lenny. He's taking it like a real sport.
You said that you'd go out with us if we helped you, and we did, and you won't.
Well, Len, we would if we could, but we can't.
There, my little soldier.
Well, I'd already entered me, Laverne, in the three-legged race.
This man was willing to give up a limb for you.
Boys, I mean, we wouldn't be any fun here anyway. You know I'm only a stick in the mud when it comes
mud!
To...
Don't you think we have any feelings? If you cut us, do we not bleed? If you slap us, do we not swell up? If you spit on us, do we not get wet?
The answer to all these questions is yes. Come on, Len. Take your bucket of mud. We'll be going home now.
Leonard! Leonard!
Wiggy, come on!
You a federal case? We'll just take out the Tischler twins. I bet you they'll know how to treat men in mud.
Grow up!
Look at this. I got dirt on me.
I don't know. I feel sort of bad about this, Cheryl.
Why? I mean, you know, they're...
Well, they ain't going to have much fun with the Tischler twins.
Well, why not? It'll be a nice double date for them. I mean...
Oh, you don't know the Tischler twins, do you?
No, I never met them.
They're brother and sister.
It's just, it's so très elegant. Oh, look at this.
Oh, Cheryl, we hit the mother load tonight. Huh? Oh, this is real Naugahyde, Cheryl. Feel it and weep.
Oh, this stuff gets me crazy. I love it. Laverne. Now, these are men of medicine. I'm sure that tonight will be filled only with fine food and good conversation.
Well, I was kind of hoping for a little lights out action, you know?
That's what I was afraid of.
Well, you know what wine does to me.
I like to believe that those are only rumors.
Oh, ceiling filled with lights. Oh. I can't believe it. Beautiful. Let's get organized.
lasagna. You get it ready in the oven. I'll put the
Oh, it's electric.
Oh, my God, Laverne, they have a medallion home.
Laverne, we are dealing with two beautiful human beings here. Oh, well, let's see which is the who.
For an elegant lady whose beauty is unmatched by these flowers. Thanking you in advance for a hot time tonight.
These men are so sensitive, Laverne. One brief conversation and it's as though they've known us an entire lifetime.
Yeah, I'm so ashamed.
Why?
I was going to keep the change from the food money.
No. Yeah. No, you couldn't do that.
Can you get that on?
Well, wait a minute. There, I got it.
Okay.
How do I look?
Just like you were queen at a prom.
Really, really?
Look at me. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. A regular Italian Sandra Dee.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Laverne, I'm telling you, we couldn't please these guys anymore if we gave them the cure for ringworm.
Oh. I gotta see how I look. Where's the bathroom? I need a mirror. What in tarnation? Oh, it's one of those Murphy beds, you know.
Oh, sure, would you look at this? This is like heaven on earth. No, it's not, Laverne. It's quite suggestive.
What?
Don't you see? They'll think we planned the entire thing. A little dinner, a little dessert, a little dinner, a little dessert.
Get it? Yeah, it's a good idea. Let them come up with it, okay? Are you crazy? You want them to think we're cheap?
Oh, all right. Let's put him back in his little house.
Okay. My gosh. He doesn't seem to want to go home.
Must be on an electrical switch or something.
Oh, well, there ain't nothing here but nuts and bolts. Oof.
For beef.
Well, maybe it's back here.
No, here it is. I got it right here.
They got this dialed it.
Laverne!
Wait a minute!
Just a second, let me just turn this thing and get it. Look at us. Oh, now they're going to think that we're messy and untidy in the room.
Well, I was sweating bullets there. I am a tad douche myself. Let's go.
Laverne, Shirley, where are you?
We're in the powder room, Hank. We'll be out in a minute. Dinner's almost ready, and so are we.
Great. Don't keep us waiting too long.
Here we are, ladies. Let me take your wraps, and the waitresses will be out to serve us a nice romantic dinner in just a moment.
You got waitresses?
Oh, yes. We hired some girls to serve dinner. Oh, ladies, I think the lasagna's burning.
Here we come.
Who are you? Oh, we're their dates.
Then who are we?
You're the kitchen help. Well, perhaps you didn't realize those are our corsages.
Oh, no, we knew that.
Yes.
Yes, we're letting them air out.
We just, you know how flowers are.
I just wanted to...
Yes,
who's having a hot time?
She is.
There you go.
You must be the lady.
Look, girls, there must be some kind of misunderstanding. When we said dinner for four, we meant us four.
I want to die.
Oh, no, no, everything's just hunky-dory. We didn't really want to have a good time tonight anyway.
I want to die.
Listen, I feel terrible about this. I'll tell you what, why don't the two of you join us for dinner?
Yeah.
No. We just couldn't do that, really. I really suddenly feel sick to my stomach and couldn't eat a thing. How about you, Laverne?
My foot hurts too much to eat.
Yeah, so if it's all the same with you, we'll just,
We'll serve you and then amscray. Why don't you have a seat?
I could die.
They're being awfully good sports about this.
Well, I ask you. I mean, why shouldn't they? They ought to be grateful to pick up some extra cash.
Hold it down. They might hear you.
So what? Those girls were hired to serve, not to listen.
Smells delicious.
Well, it should. You know the old saying, girls without looks make the best cooks.
Can I use your fork?
Just 1 minute. And as for you, sister,
give it to us, child.
Watch out.
On the other foot, does it? Lenny, Squeaky, get down here!
What are you doing?
Well, we got to apologize to them.
Yeah, but they're not home. They're the Teamsters fish fry.
Yeah. But I wouldn't give to be wrestling in that mud right now. They deserve to have all the fun, Laverne, and we deserve all the sorrow.
Oh, good! Good, you're here.
Yeah.
What's the matter? You haven't heard us enough?
Now maybe you'd like us to eat your garbage.
Yeah. Maybe it just might be more convenient if you ran over us a couple times with the truck. Might make it feel a little better.
Come on in and see it.
Why should you be pushing me around?
Okay, sit down. We're trying to talk to you like human beings.
Good luck.
Lenny, Squiggy, we owe you an apology.
Yeah, we're real sorry for standing you up and everything.
Yeah, we know just how you felt, and do you forgive us?
How are we supposed to know? I mean, nobody's ever apologized to us before.
Yeah. Are you supposed to be down on your knees or something like that?
No, they can stand up, but they got to kiss our feet.
I want to see that.
Don't push your luck on.
Hey, who hit me?
Listen. Will you settle for this? The next time you ask us out, we'll go with you. We promise.
Oh. Does that include the annual Teamsters fish fry and mud fight?
Well, sure. If you guys want to wait a whole year, we'll be happy to go with you.
Yeah. That's great. Only it ain't next year. It's next week.
Huh?
What?
Well, this is the funny part. You see, Lenny got his weekends mixed up again. And you should have seen the Tischler twins. Boy, were they mad.
Yeah. Especially him. He shaved and everything.
Well, we don't want to upset the Tischler twins, so listen, how about this? Anytime you want to take us anywhere, we'll be glad to go, okay?
Anytime. Anywhere. Well, that sounds very fair. Follow
Squiggy.
Me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Get anything off of him?
Nothing.
That's a start.
Yeah. Girl, I'm full. I can't eat any more pizza.
Hi, girl.
Hi, guys.
Well, girls, why don't we make a little deal with you?
What?
How would you like to hold our ant farm if you give us some of that pizza?
All yours.
It's like a real farm. Yeah, it's got little ant cows and ant chickens in it.
Yeah, and we're hoping to catch a big fly so we can have an ant crop duster.
You know, Laverne, ants are intelligent and highly social creatures.
Yeah, they must be smart, Cheryl. There's a bunch of them going right down your arm.
Gee. From up here, they look just like little ants.